Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, a lifestyle and personal development podcast inspiring women to glow up and create the life of their wildest dreams. I'm Jasmine, podcast host, certified life coach, and your go-to glow girl for all things living an aligned life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Just Glow With It is for the modern woman who is here to do the real work, make mindset shifts, and are also down for happy hour with the girls. We're combining the metaphysical and material world in order to create our most aligned, high vibe, and abundant lives. If you're ready to tap into your glowness, uncover your divine purpose, and live a fabulous luxe life, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I am so excited for today's episode. I am in this completely brand new, elevated, high vibe energy. Today has been an amazing day. I am in a new season, a new chapter, a new vibe, and I just want to share all of this with you in today's episode. And I don't know, I'm just so, so excited to be recording an episode. But before we get into today's gems and juiciness, I want to kind of set the scene and the vibe for you all and how my day went. So I started my morning with a cozy morning ritual. I have fallen back in love with my morning routine. The changes that I've made have re-inspired me to actually want to do my morning routine every day. And just a quick tip for you, if you are currently feeling bored or uninspired with your routines and your rituals, that's probably a sign that you need to revamp them, mix things up a little bit, change some things, and just see what that can do for you. So, for example, before I had the morning ritual that I have now, I was feeling very uninspired. So I decided to make some changes. And what that looked like was me creating a little sacred corner in my office specifically for my morning routine. And I bought this cute little coffee table. I put it in the corner. I put some crystals. I put all my oracle and tarot cards. I put a candle. I put some flowers. You may have seen it in my Instagram stories if you follow me. I just created a very intentional, beautiful, inspiring space for me to come to every single morning that is just for my morning ritual. And now, since doing that, I have been super consistent with my morning routine. And like I said, it's something that I look forward to. As I said, if you are currently feeling uninspired, unmotivated, bored with any of your rituals and routines, try changing things up a bit. Anyways, I started my morning with my lovely morning ritual, and then after that, I decided to get very glammed up. I did my hair, I did my makeup, I wore my best, what I call CEO outfit, to help me really integrate this new season that I've stepped into, which we're gonna get into in today's episode. And then after that, my partner and I, my man and I, we went to, I never know what to call him, like my love, my partner, my boyfriend, whatever. We went to this super high vibe coffee shop that I love here in Phoenix, and we both did some work. I wrote some emails, and we just were very productive. Then we had lunch outside by our pool, which was so nice to have lunch outside in the peace and fresh air. And then I came back home and I recorded module 2 of Bloom a Beautiful Business, and now I am here recording this lovely episode for you all. Also, today I ended up announcing something very, very exciting, which I just want to share really quickly before we get into today's episode. And that is, I have opened my doors for my new and improved one-on-one mentorship. I am calling it my one-on-one high-level mentorship. So my one-on-one high-level mentorship is for my women who are in business or who have a side hustle and who are currently struggling. For example, if you are someone who's been hustling and grinding 24/7, you've been saying no to weekend plans, falling off your routines, neglecting your self-care, you've been working so hard but you haven't seen the results that you desire, whether it's money, clients, customer sales, and you feel like you're constantly chasing for the next client, the next customer, and it's been causing you so much stress and anxiety, and you want to grow your business, you want to make more money, but you don't even know how that would be possible because you're already burnt out. You're already overworking yourself, overextending, and you just don't see how that would be possible. And if you are feeling a bit resentful towards your business and you're maybe questioning, oh, why did I even do this in the first place? This is so much work. I'm putting in all this energy, all this time, but things aren't panning out the way that I want them to, and I don't know what to do. So if this is you right now, I want to tell you what I wish I knew when I started my business, because this would have saved me so many breakdowns and so many moments of wanting to quit and questioning myself. But the reason why things feel so ridiculously hard right now in your business, and why you're overworked and on the brink of giving up, and why you haven't been seeing the results that you desire, is because you are probably operating from a state of hustle, force, and trying to do it all in your own, and being very much so in your masculine energy. And I don't blame you for that, and neither should you blame yourself for that, because we all have been conditioned to believe that hustling and grinding is the only way towards success. Whether you own a business or a side hustle, or you work a 9-to-5 and you're in the corporate world, whatever it is that you do, we have all been conditioned to believe that we have to hustle and grind to reach the level of success that we desire, to make it in life, to, you know, make good money. And that is not true. Yes, that is one way of living life and running business and working and doing things. But what they don't tell us and what they don't want us to know is that there is an entirely other option readily available for us. One that doesn't require us to hustle. That doesn't mean not putting in work and not taking action. It just means you don't have to burn yourself out and sacrifice your mental health, your emotional health, your social life. It just means taking aligned action as opposed to hustling and grinding, where we can do things from a place of flow and ease, and we can allow clients, customers, sales to flow into our lives and attract them, as opposed to chasing them all the time, which is so exhausting, trying to chase. And you know, when you're in this place of desperation, that can lead you to making decisions that don't necessarily align for you, because you are just desperate to make a sale or to make money or to make your business work. And what this other option is, well, first off, what I want to say is option one is what I call the hard way of doing things, which is the way that we've been conditioned to believe we have to do things in order to be successful. And the hard way consists of hustling, grinding, overworking, burning out, sacrificing, things like that. But the other way, option two, is what I like to call the aligned way. And the aligned way calls for doing things from a place of love, flow, ease. You make decisions based on your intuition and on your heart, not your ego, and not out of fear or desperation. And things get to work out in a way that serve you, and you get to show up in your business and do things from a place of inspiration and love, and just from a really inspiring place, and where things get to be easy for you. And I want to emphasize, that doesn't mean not putting in work, not taking action. It just means working alongside the universe in order for it to support you, as opposed to working against it and trying to force things that are just simply not meant to be. As someone who has done things in business and in life the hard way, and as someone who now does it the aligned way, I can I can tell you firsthand that life in business is so much better when you do things the aligned way. Less burnout, less breakdowns, more abundance, more clients, more success, and you do it all from a place that feels good for you. If you're ready to go from a place of force to flow, chasing to attracting, and harnessing the power of the universe to support you as opposed to doing it all on your own, then my one-on-one high-level mentorship is for you. I show you, guide you, teach you on how to do these exact things on top of so many other energetic principles and rituals and creating boundaries in your business and how to structure your business in a way that serves you and your customers or clients, and both of you win in the end, and you open yourself up to so much more abundance and success and growth. And you get to actually enjoy the fruits of your labor. You're not burnt out at the end of it. So my doors opened yesterday, which technically today, I'm recording this on a Monday, but my doors opened to apply yesterday. And I currently have a limited time early bird special price that's happening right now. And it's only for a limited time. And I just want to say I'm only taking on a few clients because my one-on-one mentorship is very high level. Your highest connection with me, I'm talking to you every single day and you have the most contact with me. I limit how many people I work one-on-one with at a time. So there's only going to be maybe one to three spots available. I am not taking too many clients right now for my one-on-one. So if you want to make these shifts in your business, you want to let success and abundance flow to you easily, you want to let things flow instead of hustling and grinding all the time, jump on this offer because it is only available for a few people at a time. And like I said, I'm currently doing a special pricing. So if you want to check out all the details and get more information, I will leave the link to the sales page on show notes in my Instagram bio. Feel free to send me a message if you want to talk more about it, and I can send you the application and all of that good stuff. But I am so excited to support women with this because, like I said, I've done things the hard way, I've done things the aligned way, and oh my gosh, if only I knew then what I know now, I would have done this a long time ago because it's completely changed the way I feel about my business, how I feel every day in general and in life. And life, like I said, life and business is just so much better when you use these energetic principles, you do things from a place of intuition, and you allow the universe to support you on your journey towards success and abundance and growth and business and all of that beautiful stuff. So if you are interested in that, the information is in my show notes and everything like that. Okay, and last thing that I wanted to share before we get into today's episode is Notes to Self number 3 is officially out, and it goes along perfectly with today's episode. Notes to Self number 3 is all about becoming your next level self. It's a quick high vibe pep talk to help you integrate and embody your next level self right now. So feel free to listen to that after you listen to this episode. Well, that is all I have to share, so let's just go ahead and get into today's episode. Okay, so today's episode is pretty much a part 2 to my last podcast episode, which if you didn't listen to it, I highly recommend listening to that one first. My last episode was all about how to kind of get yourself out of a rut, how to navigate a rut and things like that. But just because you have gotten yourself out of a rut, it doesn't necessarily mean that things have changed for you or that you're feeling better or that you're, you know, in a more inspiring, positive season. You have to actively create that new vibe and that energy for yourself. You have to decide what your new chapter is going to look like. So that is basically what this episode is all about. It's how to step into a new season, create a new vibe for yourself. And this is all about reinventing, redesigning, and revamping yourself. So haven't listened to that, I recommend listening to that one first and then come back to this one. Before we get into how to create a new vibe, what steps to take to actually integrate a new chapter into your life and all of that, I kind of want to share what new season and new vibe I have chosen to create for myself. This new vibe, this new era, this new season, this new chapter, whatever you want to call it, is a season of me living as my next level best self. Meaning I am no longer trying to be my best self or my next level self. I am already her. I am her. She is me. We are one. like I am her now. And I kind of want to give you a little sneak peek insight as to what this fresh new season looks and feels like for me. As I was creating this new season and this new chapter for myself, I broke it down into three different categories. The first category is who I am becoming, like what version of me I am stepping into. And then the second category was more lifestyle, what my life is going to look like, how it's going to feel, the things that I'm going to do in my everyday life in this new season and chapter. And then the third section is all about like my business and career wise and what that's going to look like and what I'm going to do, how I'm going to show up and all of that. Let me go ahead and kind of get into each section to kind of give you a feel and maybe some inspiration if you are also creating a new vibe for yourself. So I actually did a whole journaling session, so that's kind of what I'm referencing off of right now. And basically, I start off this new chapter, this new season with kind of like a little message to the universe, and I titled it The Birth of a New Era. And I say, Dear Universe, a new season is about to arrive and I am so ready for it. This season has a totally fresh new vibe to it, a season of accessing my untapped potential and tapping into the unlimited abundance and blessings that the universe has for me. This is the season where I am integrating everything that I've learned in the last few years and I'm fully, truly transforming and shifting into my next level self. And so it is. Okay. So that was the little like note that I wrote to the universe. And as far as what this new season, this new vibe entails, when it comes to the version of myself that I am now, I'm not becoming her, I am her now. Who I decided to become, is a woman who is dedicated and committed to showing up for herself daily. This means I am no longer listening to my excuses. I am no longer procrastinating. I am showing up each and every single day and doing what it is that I need to do. I am disciplined. I am focused. I am dedicated to all the things that make me feel my best, which is my morning routine, meditating, focusing on my personal growth, working out, taking care of myself, and, you know, doing those little rituals that make me feel my best. It's just so crazy how the moment you decide, I'm just going to do these things, it's not a matter of if and when and should I or shouldn't I, I'm just deciding to do these things. And when I made that decision, it almost just came naturally to do those things. My morning routine, working out, drinking my green smoothies, journaling, all of those things. I didn't even question doing them or not. I just did them. If you're someone who's been actively trying to become the best version of yourself, or you've been thinking about the version of yourself you desire to be, but maybe you haven't fully stepped into that version, the only thing left for you to do is to be her. Do those things. There's no planning, there's no questioning, there's nothing else left to do except just do it. Aside from my habits and being committed to them and things like that, who I've decided to step into is also looking, acting, and embodying the energy of a successful, confident entrepreneur. This means carrying myself with poise, with grace, with respect. Knowing that I play an important role and I know that people look up to me and that I'm someone to take seriously. And for me, this was something that I really struggled with. Despite people telling me these things, I never fully took on that role. I didn't take it seriously. And I don't know, I just kind of avoided stepping into that role because I knew that if I decided to step into this role where I am someone who is influential, who inspires people, who motivates people, and I hold space for people, that meant that that came with responsibilities. And I think a part of me refused to take on that role fully because I was afraid of the responsibilities and I was afraid of failing or disappointing people or myself. And so I kind of never really accepted it as my truth. But now I'm deciding that, no, I am this person. I am someone who is successful. I am someone who inspires and motivates and mentors, and I am impacting people. And although that's amazing and I'm grateful, that also comes with its fair share of responsibilities, meaning I have to be mindful of the things that I post on social media and the things that I say and how I carry myself and, you know, what I share and what I do. And I am now, for the first time, willing to accept the responsibility with being someone who inspires and motivates and mentors others. And so it has been this huge, like, a game changer for me as a person, and now I just feel so differently and I walk differently and I think differently, and it's just been amazing to fully accept this role. Apart from owning my role, it also means looking the part, dressing the way that I want to dress, and doing my hair the way I want to do my hair, and putting in more effort, and being that girl who's just put together and looks people in the eyes when she's talking to them. She walks with confidence and her energy speaks for herself without her having to say much. I have also chosen to be someone, and this is a huge lesson that I learned recently, which I mentioned in my few episodes ago, being someone who co-creates with the universe and who lives in flow and has a balance between my masculine and my feminine energy. So the old me in the old chapter was someone who always tried to control or manipulate things to be in my favor. And that didn't come from a place of like ill intention. It came from a place of fear of not being successful, fear of not creating the life that I want for myself, fear of failing, of settling. And so because I was afraid of all those things, I tried to control things and make sure everything is happening in the way that I want them to happen. But as I've come to learn, that is not how life works. There is so much that we cannot control. And so I've decided that I'm going to be someone who does not micromanage the universe, essentially, and someone who has full faith in this beautiful divine universe and believes that and understands the balance between taking control of what I can and learning when to surrender, when to let go, when to have faith, and when to trust. Trust that the universe is working with me, helping me manifest everything that I desire, and to trust that whatever is meant to be will be. So essentially, that is who I am now. That is a key mindset shift that I want you to take away from this, is as you are creating this new vibe for yourself, you're reinventing yourself, you're stepping into a new chapter, whatever it is, don't say you are becoming this version. Just be that version already. Because if you're always in the mindset of, I am becoming my next level self, I am working towards becoming my next level self, you will essentially never be there, because you're always in the mindset of, I'm not there yet, I'm working towards being there. Just be her already. Decide that you already are her and show up and do those things that that version of you would do. Okay, so when it comes to the life that I have decided to step into, I have decided that each day gets to feel like the most beautiful, magical day ever. And each day, my heart and my mind are in full gratitude and abundance mode, is what I like to refer it to. And I focus on the blessings and I give absolute gratitude for it. And each day I am connected with the universe and I feel guided and supported and on the right path. Now, that doesn't mean that each day I'm going to be happy and positive and everything's going to work out for me. But even on those days, I can decide to still feel grateful for my life. I can decide that I'm still on the right path, even if in my external reality, things are not aligning the way that I would like them to align. I have decided that my self-doubt no longer is going to hold me back, and I am no longer going to deny myself of all the beauty, happiness, and abundance that the universe has to offer to me. And I have decided that with everything that I desire, the universe is supporting me and making it happen if it is meant to be. That is the key. If it is meant to be, then I know I am being supported in achieving, manifesting, having whatever it is, but still choosing to feel grateful for what I have and where I am now. Again, it's all about that balance. So the next thing that I've decided to step into in my life, which is my absolute favorite and has completely shifted how I feel every day, is that I get to live, experience, and feel abundance and luxury every single day. Now, I don't mean that I have to spend a ton of money every day or every month. I mean that in everything I do, everything I experience is with a beautiful intention and luxury in mind. Basically, I have decided that everything I do is a moment. It's a mood. It's a vibe. You know, like when you go on vacation, everything is a vibe, right? The hotel, the dinners, the shopping, if you're on the beach with some margaritas, that's a vibe. That's a mood. Well, I have decided that I'm not only going to feel that way when I'm on vacation or when I'm at a special event. I have decided that my everyday life gets to be a vibe and a mood. If I'm cooking, I'm going to make that a vibe. I'm going to have music or a TV show playing in the background. I'll be sipping on my wine. I am going to make my dinner look as pretty and presentable as possible, as if I was at a 5-star restaurant and I was being catered to. I'm going to do that for myself because I deserve to feel luxury every day. Like, why wait for an event or a special occasion to feel that way when you can choose to feel that way now? And it can be in the little things, like I said, with cooking, making it a vibe. When you do your skincare routine, make it a serene, relaxing environment. Put on some candles, put on some spa relaxing music, put on a silky robe that makes you feel like on vacation. So another thing that I've been doing to really amplify these feelings of abundance and luxury is being intentional with where I'm spending my time and how I'm spending my time. If you work from home, or if you're like a stay-at-home mom or something like that, then you may resonate with what I'm about to say. Having my own online business, obviously I get to work from home, and I don't know about you guys, but I was in the habit of staying in my apartment the entire week because it's just so easy to stay home when all my work is on my laptop, and it's just much easier to stay in my sweats and not do my makeup and not brush my hair and just stay home and work. But the effect that that had on me was me feeling uninspired, unmotivated, a little bit depressed, and kind of like I was stuck in a rut, which I was. And so as I was creating this new chapter for myself, I asked myself, why am I keeping myself stuck in an apartment when I have the freedom to go wherever I want and work from wherever I want? So if you work from home, and if you're a stay-at-home mom or a little bit of both, you have the ability to decide where you're going to work from. And I will be intentional with maybe going and working at a coffee shop for a few hours, or having my lunch break out by the pool like I did today, or reading outside instead of in my apartment and things like that. So another shift that I decided to make within my lifestyle is having a beautiful balance between being focused and dedicated to my goals and knowing when to have fun, live my life, and just enjoy myself. So being intentional with drinking, laughing, letting loose, and reminding myself that that doesn't take away from reaching my goals or progressing in life, and that life is about enjoying the moments and enjoying the journey and not just being hyper-focused on reaching your end goal. Okay, so I'm just going to quickly get into some of the shifts that I've decided to step into and create within my business and career, just to give you some ideas. But this episode is already running super long, so I'm just going to get through these really quickly. So I've decided that I am thriving doing exactly what I was brought here to do, that I get to do what I love, I get to talk about the things that I love that light me up, and that I get to feel so inspired to show up each and every single day, and I only get to do what I love. And anything that I don't love to doing, whether it's like admin things, things in my business that don't necessarily bring me joy, I've decided that I get to outsource those things and hire other people to do those things for me so that I can focus on doing only things I love. And I've also decided that I only get to work with my dreamiest clients. people that I align with, people that share the same values and frequency as me, and I only get to say yes to people that I actually want to work with. And this is very, very key for women in business, especially if you are someone who is struggling with business, you know, you are desperate to get clients or customers or sales. This is more specifically if you are working with clients. I know how easy it is to say yes to just anyone because you just want the sale or you are just desperate to work with someone, but I promise you it will be more work for you in the end if you say yes to just anyone. You have to realize that this is your business and you get to decide who you are going to work with. I've also decided that clients and opportunities just flow to me, that I don't have to chase, I don't have to hustle. I only have to do things that I feel aligned to do. I take inspired action. I show up in my business in a way that feels good. I put out value that I feel called to put out, whether it's on the podcasts, my platforms, whatever it is, and the clients, the opportunities, the money, it just shows up. And ever since making this shift, that's exactly what has happened. I've done less work in my business these last few weeks than I have the past year, and I've seen more results show up in my business since doing so. So that definitely speaks volumes. Lastly, what I have decided to shift within my business is deciding that my business is just an extension of my life, meaning it's not separate from who I am or what I do. My business is aligned with my lifestyle, my beliefs. And what I mean by that is, if you currently have a job that you don't really like or that doesn't align with you, you know that feeling when you walk into your job and you have to put on a face, or you have to pretend to be someone you're not. And when you leave your job and you get home, you get back to who you really are. Well, I have decided that in my business, I'm not putting up a face or a front. I am who I truly am in my business and in my life. And I don't have to pretend to believe in certain things that I don't believe in my business. Like, my business aligns with truly who I am, and that is the most freeing feeling. So that is the new vibe, the new season, the new chapter that I have entered, and it feels very aligned, very high vibe, very in flow, and every day is different but just as beautiful and magical. Even on those days where I'm struggling or there's challenges or lessons, I look at those so differently now. Before, I used to feel so defeated and I would allow those things to kind of take over my life, but now I look at them objectively and I don't let it define how I feel or dictate how my day goes. And life is just so much better this way as opposed to the last season that I was in. And so if you are trying to create a new vibe for yourself, a new season, a new energy, a new chapter, these are the steps that I took and the things that I decided to do that helped me be where I am right now. Assuming you completed all the steps that I mentioned in my last episode, which again, if you didn't, listen to that episode first and then come back here. But assuming you did all those steps that I mentioned, the next steps are to get super clear on what you want for yourself in this new era, this new vibe, this new chapter. And I have a few journal prompts to kind of help you get clear, which I got these journal prompts from my mentor when I was kind of getting myself out of a rut. She gave me these journal prompts to help me create a new season for myself. So I am giving her full credit for these journal prompts. But the first journal prompt that she gave me that I'm giving to you is, allow yourself to get clear on exactly what you want. Write at least an entire page getting clear on what you want in your business or career, your life, and so on. Don't edit, don't judge, just let it flow. So get super clear. And basically what I just shared with you of what I've decided to step into in my, as myself, my life, my business, that's essentially what you'll do. The next journal prompt that she gave me was, claim to the universe that you have learned the lessons you've needed to learn and that you're ready to move on. So basically, after you get clear on everything, claim to the universe or to God and say, okay, I've learned the lessons, that I've needed to learn in my last season. I understand why things happened the way that they did. I am ready to move on. I am ready for this new season. You have to claim that you are ready to move on. Okay, so after you complete these journal prompts, the next part, which is really important and is how you create your new chapter and vibe, is to start showing up and doing those things. Don't wait to become that version of you. Don't wait to have those habits. Don't wait to make those changes. Just show up and do it. That is literally the only thing left to do. You can decide to step into a new chapter of your life, a new vibe. You can decide, this is what I want my life to look like. This is what I want my business and career to look like. This is who I want to be. But if you don't actually physically show up and make those changes and do those things, nothing is going to change. And I think this is where a lot of people get caught up, is we dream, we script, we journal, we say, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm going to be, who I'm going to be, but we don't actually make the changes necessary. So for example, like I said, one of the things that I wanted to experience in my life was to live, experience, and feel abundance and luxury every single day. Now, I mentioned what that looks like. So what helped me to actually do that was to schedule those things in my calendar. So scheduling when I was working at a coffee shop, or scheduling time to read by the pool in the afternoon, or scheduling some self-care. Like, I actually physically went into my calendar and I scheduled those things in, and then I did them. And this has been so helpful for me, because for me, if it's not in my calendar, I am not doing it. I am not going. We're not meeting up. It's just not happening. It has to be in my calendar in order for me to do it. And so the same way that you schedule your work, your assignments, your to-do list, your all of that, schedule in the fun stuff too. Schedule in your self-care time, your personal growth time. Put it in your calendar and watch it get done. So the next thing that I did to physically show up in my new chapter was to wear the outfits that my next level self would. Tell me if you resonate with this, okay? I'm sure a lot of you are going to be like, yeah, that's me. Tell me if you have a Pinterest board of all these cute outfits, all of these makeup looks, all of these things you would like to do to yourself, your hair, your clothes, whatever, your nails, things like that. And how many of you actually attempt or to do those things, or to wear that outfit? I have had a Pinterest board of all of these cute outfits that I would love to wear one day, yet I was wearing the same freaking basic outfit every day. And it's not like I didn't have the clothes to make those exact outfits. I have the clothes. I just chose to go for the same outfit. And that outfit dictated how I felt and the energy that I embodied. So you have to be intentional with actually showing up and wearing the outfits that you want to wear. And sometimes that's going to feel uncomfortable. Sometimes you may feel like you're overdressed or overdoing it, or you're not yourself. But the thing is, it's not going to feel comfortable until you make it a routine or make it a habit. And so today was a perfect example of that. I decided to wear a blazer that I've had for so long. I wore some heels, I did my makeup, and I was wearing an exact outfit that I had pinned on Pinterest for months. And it was sitting in my closet this entire time. And wearing this outfit and doing my hair and doing my makeup completely changed my vibe. It changed my mood, it changed my frequency. And that doesn't mean you have to wear heels and blazers every day, obviously. It just means be more intentional with what you're choosing to wear and what makes you feel good. So to help with that, I would ask myself, okay, what would my next level self wear today? What would she feel like wearing? How would she do her hair? What would she do, and things like that? Asking myself those questions as I go throughout my day ensures and helps me to stay as my next level self and make sure that I'm maintaining the version of myself that I want to be. And the last thing that I've been doing to intentionally show up in my new chapter and be that version of me and live that this new vibe is to feel my next level self now, which is abundant, it's confident, it's inspired, it's intuitive, it's being in flow, it's being successful, it's all of those things. And as I go throughout my day, whether I'm driving, I'm cooking, I'm getting ready, I'm eating lunch, whatever it is that I'm doing, I'm checking in with myself and asking, how am I feeling right now? Am I feeling good? Am I feeling inspired? Am I feeling motivated? Am I feeling into abundance? Am I feeling like my goals are happening? Like, how am I feeling? And that has really helped me to shift and stay in the energy of how I actually want to feel. I think a lot of times we're not even aware to the thoughts that we're thinking or what we're feeling. And when we're not aware, we automatically go into our default vibe or our default thoughts. And sometimes those default modes are not necessarily the healthiest or the most aligned. Okay, my loves. Well, I am ending this episode at 4:47. PM, which is my angel number. So that's definitely so divine and so in sync, and definitely a sign that this is a great spot to end this episode here. I really, really hope that you enjoyed this episode and you soaked in some of these new vibes and this new energy. And I'm just so excited for what's to come. And I hope that, you know, these tips and these journal prompts and these steps help you to step into your new energy and new vibe and chapter for yourself. And if you want to really amplify this new chapter for yourself and this new energy, definitely listen to my Notes to Self number 3. This is going to help you amplify everything that we talked about and really integrate this brand new energy into your life and all of that. So the link to that will also be in the show notes. And my Notes to Self are always free and available for you to listen to whenever and wherever. And before we end this episode, I do want to say again, if you are a woman in business and you are tired of hustling and grinding and chasing for sales and customers, and you're feeling burnt out and overwhelmed, and your clients and your business are taking over your life, and you are just at a point of needing to make some serious changes, my one-on-one high-level mentorship is the thing you need. We are going to go from forcing to flowing, chasing to attracting, doing it all on your own, to working with the universe to support you in manifesting your business success and desires, and call in more abundance, more clients, more sales without burning out, and creating beautiful boundaries that support you and your business and your clients, and create rituals and routines that allow you to show up as the best CEO version of yourself. My doors to apply are now open, and we currently have a special limited time early bird price, and you definitely want to hop on that before prices increase and before my spots fill up, because spots are limited. Anyways, my loves, that is all I have to say for this episode. I really hope that you enjoyed. If you do, I would so appreciate if you could leave a Spotify iTunes review, post this episode on your Instagram story so I can thank you for listening. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.